You're listening to KPCRadio.com.
You're listening to KPCRadio.com, and the theme song you hear was produced by Edric Stitz of Push Button Entertainment. Thanks, E-Money. I appreciate the music. Well, guess what, folks? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of In the Hot Box. Actually, you don't really know what time it is, do you? It's like just after 2 p.m., about 2:15 p.m., and it's Tuesday, April 11th. 2017. It's about 75 degrees outside in Woodland Hills, and this is Mario Lawson. Welcome to In the Hot Box with Doc Rio, the place where your story, our story, is history. Now, that's right, folks. Yeah, I'm back, and this is the In the Hot Box producer's cut, I'm calling it. Today, I'm in the studio with a couple of change makers. The group they represent is actively encouraging students in our community to creatively challenge their fears, innovate ideas, and make change in our society. I'm referring to the Student Business, Entrepreneurs, and Investors Group, for those who don't know. They are an associated student organization chartered club here at Pierce College, for those who don't know, is what I meant to say. And right now, I'm sitting here with a couple of the group's key members, Parker Selby and Rafi Kawajian. Did I say it right? Uh-oh, sorry. Yeah, here we go. I'm engineering myself too here. Go ahead.
Oh, you can actually do that?
Yeah.
No, Kawajian.
Kawajian. Yeah. There it is again. I needed to write that down. He just told me again today, and I'm going back and forth here, Kawajian. So I want to make sure I remember that. How you doing, guys?
Fantastic.
Doing
thanks
great,
for having
Mario.
Us.
Thanks.
Good, good. Welcome to the studio, and we're glad to have you here on KPCRadio.com, especially since you guys are a Pierce College club here, and like I said before, making change and making moves. Now, let's start a little bit by talking about the history of the Student Business Entrepreneurs Investors Group. Specifically, though, before we jump into that, I think it's important to let the listeners know what positions you guys hold.
Yeah, of course. So this is Parker speaking, and I actually founded the club back in fall of 2014. It was the first semester I was actually attending Pierce, and I took role as co-president with my co-founder. And so I hold that role to this day, and I pride myself on holding that role.
Rafi?
Sure. This is Rafi speaking. So currently I'm what they call a program specialist. It's a position here on campus. I got into the district in 2015 here on Pierce. I've been here the whole time. Admissions and records first, then I was a secretary to one of the deans here in student services. Her name is Kalinda McLean. A lot of great programs there, but now I'm a program specialist for LA Regional Career Pathways, which is a grant-funded program, and we specialize in two subject matters, one being business. So that's kind of how we aligned and we started collaborating with each other, Parker and I.
Wow, man. So now let's go back to the foundation of the club.
Sure.
I didn't think that was going to be the answer.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really pre-interview these guys, so I'm really getting, you know, some insight, and especially since, you know, we'll talk about it later, but especially since, you know.
I was going to say, so how it all started, it was kind of a stroke of luck. It was my first semester here, and I decided, you know, I was an average student in high school. I had high aspirations for myself going to community college, and so I said, hey, let's start a club in something I'm interested in. And I looked online. It turned out the business club that was normally chartered on campus was not chartered that semester. So I spoke with one of my good friends and said, if this isn't, you know, a stroke of luck, a sign from God, then I don't know what is. So we decided to collaborate and start something that was directly down our interest line. That's why you have this long, drawn-out name, the Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group. We wanted to encapsulate everything, and that's what we did. And it seems to have gotten quite a good response from students and the faculty members and just the campus as a whole. And so that's kind of how it all started.
I have to agree with that. I mean, you guys are making waves here, and you know, people's ears are perking up. So
appreciate that.
No problem.
It takes time.
Indeed. So, you know, here's a side question. Now, what do you guys consider yourselves to be, like, business professionals, entrepreneurs, investors, or all of the above, and why, of course?
That's a tough one. You know, I'm only 20, so I'm still kind of figuring it out myself. I'd say I'm a student first, just because you have to be nowadays. So I'm getting my education done. Second to that, I consider myself an entrepreneur. I fell in love when I was young just with the concept of making money of some sort, any way I could. And now that I'm getting older, I have a little more respect in the community and I can actually do something to really try to make a change. Entrepreneur second, and then I don't know, I'm a family and friends person third, and that's always important, you know, to just enjoy your leisure time and to be able to go home and, you know, kind of vent and just chill after a busy day at school and doing other things.
Wow. Yeah. Rafi?
Yeah, that kind of matches what my experience with Parker has been so far. I would also categorize myself as a student, actually, because I believe in constant learning, constant growth, but also I see myself as a cross between like being a scholarly person, but also being an artist. I can kind of balance those two sides of me. I've done some entrepreneurial type things in my life too for a span. I was a consultant when it came to education, and I kind of wanted to get back into that. So this whole experience has been great because we can be creative as we can. We can bring change onto campus, which is stuff that's rewarding to me. So those are the kinds of things that I like, especially taking risks. So I think together we've noticed that putting on an event like this, we're going to talk about soon. I mean, it'll be a risk because it hasn't really been done here at Pierce College. But at the same time, it's a great platform for other individuals to have some kind of a spark of inspiration and move forward with that.
These guys are excited. They got an event that we're going to be talking about a little bit later here. So they're a little bit excited to talk about it. So
sorry about jumping the gun there.
No, it's all good. But those who are tuning in, you're listening to kpcradio.com, and I'm in the studio today, in the hot box, doing this, talking with the Student Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group, and we're talking about their history, their past, how they got started. And speak of that, you know, let's jump back just a little bit. You know, where are you guys both from?
I've been born and raised in Los Angeles. Been here my whole life. I actually grew up in a small city called Oak Park, which many of you might not be familiar with. It's just a few miles inland of Agora Hills and just a small area. I moved to the Valley my senior year. And so I've been here forever and I plan to be here forever. There's no better place than LA. I got to say that.
All right, Rafi.
Yes, I always see Oak Park driving by as one. Wanted to go to the beaches, but I've never explored it. So that's kind of cool.
You got to go there one day.
Yeah.
Not much to see, but.
Kind of in the boonies. Yeah.
Right. Well, personally, I mean, I don't know. It's a long story, but I was born in Syria, actually.
Really?
In Damascus, the capital. But my parents were immigrants. I came here when I was 10 months old. And then I just grew up here. What we would call Van Nuys, Greater Van Nuys, but more specifically what Lake Balboa, a small enclave of that. So not far from campus. But
so you guys are both natives from the Valley, pretty much. Yeah, you know, definitely. I mean, if you grew up since after 10 months or a little child, I call you guys a native. As long as you grow up here, you know. So, you know, actually, you know, I have to say that too because I was born in San Diego but grew up here. So, you know. But no, also, what schools did you guys attend, by the way?
Yeah, so, I mean, if we go all the way back, I started off at Oak Hills Elementary, Oak Park School, went to Medea Creek Middle School, Oak Park School, went to Oak Park High School, Oak Park School. Wow. I'm telling you, I grew up in Oak Park. I wasn't lying here.
You lived Oak Park.
And then, I made the decision after graduating high school that the right move for me was to go to Pierce College.
Okay.
I didn't quite know what I wanted. My grades weren't great. It was looking like I was going to put myself in some debt going to school. And so I said, you know what, let me save a few dollars. Let me try to reboot who I am, you know, figure out exactly what I want to do. And so that's why I decided to come to Pierce. So I will be transferring 1 year from now to I don't know where, hopefully some good university, Cal Berkeley, UCLA, somewhere to study business in California.
Wow. And what about you, Rafi?
Yeah, from any school, he'd be a great asset from what I've seen. So they'd be lucky to have Parker.
Indeed.
Here's where I can add a few layers of weird to stuff. The street that I was living in Lake Balboa, it's called Oak Park Avenue. So I don't know that coincidence. But ethnically, even though I was born in Syria, I'm Armenian. My parents sent me to a local college prep Armenian school here in Canoga Park. But after that, actually, Pierce College was my first college experience.
Wow.
So as a senior, they used to let us out half days, provided we went to a college class or attended. So I attended a college class here at Pierce, fall and spring of my senior year. Got a few units there, a few classes under my belt. One of them had somewhat to do with business. And then I ended up going to CSUN for both bachelor's and master's.
Wow.
See, Brahmas and Matadors.
That's right.
That's where you should go, too.
Yeah, I thought about it. I might want to get out of the valley a little bit. I've been here my whole life.
I feel you, man. You kind of haven't had a chance to travel a little bit yet.
Right.
Are Brahmas and Matadors friends, or is that...
It's kind of funny because they're related, but I don't know if they're friends or enemies. I don't know if there's that special relationship, you know?
Yeah, frenemies.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, okay, let's get back to the club, all right? So, how would you say that being a... Okay, a little personal note, but how would you say that being a member of an ASO club or being a member of the Student Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group has, changed your lives,
Yeah, so for me, I knew nobody coming to this school. I grew up in Oak Park, like I said, and coming to the Valley, it was kind of a culture shock. You know, I used to go to school. I knew every single person in my class. And then attending Pierce, I would walk by. Nobody would say hi to each other. You might get a few dirty looks throughout the day.
Yep.
And so I didn't know what to do with myself. And so after starting this club, I really feel like I found like-minded people and realized that, I can make friends here. It's not that difficult, find people with similar interests and you can have yourself a good time and meet some really good people. And, that's on a more social end. On a personal note, I've really honed in on what I want to do in life. And that's be an entrepreneur. I love kind of the unknown, working on something innovative, trying to change the world. I know all these millennials want to change the world in big and small ways. And if that doesn't work out, I would love to get into investing and into maybe venture capital, some Shark Tank stuff, which we might get into later. Mm-hmm. And so I can be kind of on the outside looking in on the startup itself. I think that would make me really happy in life.
Well, that's pretty interesting you talk about that, being that I noticed that when you do get that momentum and you're on campus and you do build up, it's just like being an entrepreneur and building that momentum. You get that confidence, and when you get that confidence, people start looking at you a totally different way. So, it's kind of that's interesting that's how, you came, you saw that face that people give you or that energy that people give you, and then all of a sudden that energy changes. Now people are looking at you in a totally different light.
No doubt. There's plenty of people that see that and, just kind of cower down and, might just go along their day feeling uncomfortable. But indeed. I knew I was going to be here at least 2 years, and that's two good years out of my life I did not want to waste, or I did not want to, not enjoy. And so I said, nobody knows me here. I can create my own identity. I can be whoever I want to be. And that's what ended up happening. So I'm really happy. I've obviously learned through some mistakes that I've made, but I'm really enjoying my time here at Pierce.
Wow. And Rafi?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it speaks to the whole marketing aspect. You can market yourself. So, whatever identity you want to create for yourself and put it out there, usually it returns. I'm excited to be part of the whole business slant because the fall semester, I spent most of my time and energy on manufacturing programs here, those students. Put on a couple hiring events last year, which were successful. And there's a lot that can be done with that world, but I wasn't really connected with the business subject matter. So I'm glad that I've been finally able to at least meet some people, some of the advisors, like the advisor for the SBEIG Club, the department chair we've been collaborating, putting on different activities and events. It's exciting. So it's a whole new level of being rewarding for me. In a sense, because I can come back to something I'm naturally inclined towards as a person, but at the same time, we're trying to do new things, and that always excites me.
I have to say, for community college, Pierce is definitely the college that we all come back. It's like I'm at the edge of my term, and I'm still coming back to assist Pierce College, and I know I didn't feel that way at LACC, or, I even had a stint at Antelope Valley College. I didn't feel that community type feel, even though we lost our farm center, but that community type feel has always been kind of a part of the era. I mean, the atmosphere of Pierce College.
I gotta say, the more you get involved, the more welcoming it becomes. More you connect with your teachers, with your peers, it really is kind of a great place to come, and you have people that you can rely on and talk to. And I can see myself in the future coming back for some reason, just to say hi, to get involved in something. Hopefully the club will still be here. If not, I'll be devastated, but I'll for sure come back at some point.
Well, speaking of getting involved, you guys are starting an event that has not been heard of on campus, on this campus yet. I don't know if it's happened really on any of our seven schools in the LACC district. So, I mean, this might be a first. Oh, my mic is a little bit too low there. This might be actual first time event ever done. So I want you guys to introduce it. Tell us the name of the event and tell us what it represents or what it resembles, should I say, and kind of explain it real quick.
Of course. So the name of the event's the Innovative Brahma Challenge. And what it is a Shark Tank style event where students will actually go in front of a live audience and a panel of judges. They will pitch their business ideas. Some currently have their own businesses that they're operating. Some are just, you know, crazy ideas. And they'll pitch that idea, and the panel will determine who has the most potential, who is the most planned, whose idea, you know, could really work in the real world. And the winner of the event will actually receive a cash prize provided by ASO. Shout out to ASO for that. That's very, that made this whole thing happen.
Right.
And so we're really just working with students to get them used to, you know, writing a business plan, working on pitching their idea, marketing, finances, and really allowing them to network with each other. And so it ties into what Rafi's doing here, working with students to further their, you know, goals and aspirations in business. And it works with my club because that's focused centrally on entrepreneurship, and that's exactly what we wanted to do, and that's what's happening April 25th, 5 to 7 p.m.
April 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. Rafi, you want to add to that?
Yes, Great Hall, the Great Hall, and also invisible sitting between us, a Senate member, right, from the ASO, Lauren Robin. She's been wonderful, talented, skilled, very energetic, and it's kind of balances out our little trio here of all the different things we had to do as far as legwork to start prepping for this event.
Wow. What other positions does Lauren hold? I know unfortunately she couldn't be with us today, so
right.
You know, can you tell us
so
a little bit?
So shout out to Lauren as well.
Yeah, shout out Lauren.
Are you aware? I know she's a cheerleader.
Yeah, she's on the cheer team. I know she's an ASO senator, I believe, for the business department.
Wow.
And so it tied into what she wanted to do. And I know she's part of a few clubs. She might hold some positions there. I can't say for sure. But the three of us together have really just made great progress. And it's been a fun process. I can't wait for the event. I know the students that are actually participating are stoked. They said, this is what we've been looking for. We've been waiting for an opportunity. We don't know how to get money. This could be what gets our idea out there. And when we heard that, it just drove us even more to continue to find the best people to sit on the panel, to get the best decorations, you know, whatever we could do to make this event the most special that it could be.
Indeed. So let's dig into the event a little bit. Let's give people a little bit of hints here, what's going on, so we can entice them to come in and check it out. I mean, at least, you know, I know there's a lot of people already checking it out, but, you know, yeah, at least some of the people who don't know anything about it. So, like, how many contestants do you have in the event right now?
So we currently have seven teams. Those teams have to at least have a partner, so it's going to be about 14 or more people involved. Each team will actually go up. They will have 3 to 5 minutes to pitch their idea with some visual aids next to them, and they will have to answer one question from each of the panelists. The panelists can ask one question. They can respond. Each pitch will be about 10 minutes long with the questions and everything combined. The panel will then adjourn. They will discuss who they think, you know, like I said, has the best idea, who answered the right questions, who really seems to be on the path to success. And they will be awarded the grant provided by the school, which will be an undisclosed amount. You'll have to attend the event to see. It is a Kickstarter, as we're calling it.
Okay,
and so,
cool.
It's definitely enough to allow them to do something positive in their business and really keep moving forward.
I like that it's an undisclosed amount. Yeah, definitely. You know, so tell us about the selection process. How did, you know, your experiences putting this event together? You know, I know we talked about it, but, you know, tell the audience how this all came about when you guys decided to invite people to come and how many actually came. And yeah, tell us the story.
Sure. We, in the planning stages, realized that it would have several phases. In the initial round, you'd have to start to drum up the interest, let students know that there's this opportunity. Those that have some entrepreneurial ideas or innovative ideas can at least have that green light to come forward. We created an email address. We started to reach out to the students that we had access to as far as an email message. And then several returned, I mean, at least a dozen.
Yeah.
It might be about 12 or so, maybe a bit more, that were interested. And then depending on how fully realized or at what stage their idea was or how put together their team was, as we started communicating with them regularly, we whittled that down to the seven current ideas or team names, mind you. So that's basically the process. So that was phase one. And then now we're in phase two, which is advertising out to the rest of the community. Marquee requests have been put in, Facebook requests have been put in.
Nice.
An ad in the paper hopefully was part of the plan. We'll see if we'll be able to make it before the actual event. Flyers are all over the place, email blasts. The professors have been getting emails to alert their classes. Parker's done, you've done some in-person?
Yeah, just going in front of classrooms and just talking about it, seeing if anyone's interested. That was initially to try to attract students with ideas.
Right.
And so that seemed to work really well, actually.
Yeah, so everything at our disposal at this point now is to advertise just the attendance of it. Because as a live event, this will be something that'll be interesting for any audience member to actually see, unravel before their eyes. Because
indeed,
we don't have their outcome preset. It's dependent on how they do as far as their presentation goes, what the judges interact with them on that night with, and what decision they make. So none of this can be predicted. And so to see how that unfolds and who actually becomes the winner should be a really good show for people in case they have that time.
Right.
Wow.
And I got to say, similarly to Shark Tank, the panel knows nothing about the ideas. They're going in there completely blind.
How many panelists, by the way?
So as of now, we have seven panelists, all in different industries. And so it really is all across the board. And just as for the contestants, we have all different industries as well. I mean,
can you tell us a little bit more about the industries, or like maybe some of the hints on some of the projects, possibly?
Sure, some broad categories.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some nonprofits. We have some tech companies in there. We have some kind of social companies that want to, help with recycling and different things like that. We have a broad scope. You guys will see. If you attend the event, you'll see. Everyone seems to be really excited.
But I got to ask.
Of course, yeah. We'll save that for the event, though.
That's great. Well, you guys got any more planned events this semester?
No, as of now, no. Maybe, Rafi?
I do in my official capacity here at Pierce.
Okay.
But as far as our collaboration, this is it. We're putting everything into this effort, make it the best we can make it. And then, we'll have some follow-up, hopefully with the winner. Touch base, see how they did, what did they use the money for. They'll have to report on that aspect of it. Maybe we'll do some updates in the future as far as where they went with their business idea, how the funding from Pierce helped them, or how the opportunity helped
them. That's good stuff.
Do some follow-up. So that'll lead into making this kind of like a regular, mainstay for future years.
That's definitely the goal. This is the first annual, and so as long as the school's here, we plan on keeping this a yearly event. We always know there's people with ideas, students that, need a little help. And as long as the event goes well, we don't see why, the prize money can't increase, why the panel can't get better, why everything can't improve on the event. And so we're really excited for what the future might hold for this.
Wow. So let's talk about the future of the SBEG.
SBEG. Interesting acronym.
Yeah.
That's the Student Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group. For those who are just tuning in, we just got through talking about the upcoming event. So if you missed out, you might want to listen up when we post this online, so you can go check it out at kpcradio.com. So, and you're listening to kpcradio.com, and this is In the Hot Box. So like I said, we're talking to Rafi Kawajian and Parker Selby. Forgot your last name all of a sudden.
It's okay.
Parker Selby of the Student Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group. I just want to make sure I fine key it out so you guys understand that it's a combination of all those groups, and they are really, like I said before, are making change on campus and encouraging students to innovate and do great things. So one of the things I definitely want to do ask them, what do you guys got planned for the future of SBEG?
Yeah, so The future is a little bit unknown, to be honest with you, just because my attendance here at the school is only going to be a year longer. And so my main thing now is to really find some, you know, people that some really motivated people that want to continue the mission of the club. We always just will keep our core values, which are centered around business ownership and investing. And so our main thing is really just to get, you know, entrepreneurs that have been there, that have seen tough times, that have, you know, prevailed to, through success, to come in and talk to the students and tell them how they did it. You know, what hurdles did they have to go through? What, you know, turns did they make? When did they turn left when other people may have turned right? And so we'll keep that and just investing as well. Get people to come in there and talk to them about different investing strategies and things that you might not learn in the classroom. We try to supplement with what you already learn in your business classes. We meet once a week on Wednesdays from 1:15 to 2:10, 55-minute meeting. And if you like business, if you like investing, you like entrepreneurship, marketing, any of that stuff that's encapsulated, I think we're definitely the club for you. So you should come check us out. Send us an email. Our email is speeg@gmail.com. And, you know, it'll be me responding to you. So any questions you have will surely be answered.
Yeah, I definitely want to put a challenge out there. You know, I mean, as he's moving on, you know, he's looking for a successor. And I'm sure he's out there trying to recruit. You know, if you think that you might want to be involved, you're on campus and you need something to get involved in, and you got, you know, some leadership skills that you want to express, meet with these guys. You know, it's an opportunity for you to grow, an opportunity for you to help others grow, and that's what we're all about here.
It's a great place to just be creative. You have ideas. This is your platform to be able to actually get those ideas and work with the school to make things happen. You know, Innovative Brahma Challenge did not have to happen, but with the help of ASO, with the help of Rafi, with the help of everyone in the business department, the club was kind of the bridge to make that happen. And so what was an idea about a year and a half ago in our club, just when we were talking, we said, how cool would that be if we could get students in to actually pitch their ideas to real professionals? Nothing happened with it. And lo and behold, Rafi contacts me one day and we have a meeting, and I talked to him about this idea, and he said, what do you know? I actually had a similar idea with a couple other students. Why don't we work together? And that was history. After that, it was it.
I'm so excited. And for those who don't know, I wanted to make sure I got this interview in, because I wasn't going to interview these guys, because I'm going to be working with these guys, emceeing the actual event. So
yeah, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, so I had to hold off on actually really meeting with these guys and getting involved, because I wanted to make sure this interview was as unbiased as possible. So like I said, these guys are, I've been listening to the chatter around campus, talking to different people, and you can see the waves moving. And when I went to their first meeting, it was blew me away, guys. You know, they had staff members, administration, everybody involved working on this project. So that to me said more about community college than I've ever seen in a while. And like, for those who haven't come to Pierce College, you know, this is a great opportunity to come out here. There's a lot of different groups on this campus that are pushing together to strive for the future. You know, so
definitely the clubs are great. I don't know how many there are, but whatever interest you might have, you can find a club. And if you don't, they make it really easy to actually go and start your own club, find some like-minded people. They want everyone to have a community for them that really touches to them. And even though there is another business club on campus, we do things a little differently, and there's room for both of us. And so
Indeed. There's
plenty of students, over 20,000 students, I think, we have here up here. So there's plenty of room.
And Rafi, you said you were stepping into some other things. Anything you want to talk about, some events that you're about to be involved in?
Sure. Thanks. First of all, I appreciate the kind words about that sense of community, what you saw there. We're doing our best to prep these teams so that they put on the best presentation they can on the night of the 25th. In the meantime, I got to speak to what Parker was mentioning. We want these kinds of efforts to sustain and go beyond just us as individuals. Like the grant-funded project I work on, this LA Regional Career Pathways, technically it ends 2019.
Wow.
So I'm going to do my best to develop partnerships and link people, collaborate, so that even with the program actually officially gone, at least people would have gotten to know each other, and there's some relationships and rapport there where they can continue to do things together. And that's part of the goals of some of these, you know, grant-funded projects. Wow. Personally, on Thursday, there's another event I'm involved in. It's called Tech Talks. We have some technology field experts, aerospace, again, some people with backgrounds from like from Google and other companies, JPL. So that's another thing. I'm heavily involved in another committee on campus for Discover Pierce, which is kind of an open house for high school students. That's the Friday before our Innovative Brahma Challenge. And then I have something else going on in the summer. So activities and events is just my day-to-day existence. But I got to tell you, for this Innovative Brahma Challenge has been the highlight for me for this year. So I'm very eager to see how it turns out and what we do with it later. For all the reasons I stated before, this one will be special.
Wow. You know, it's powerful. I mean, Rafi is everywhere.
He really is. Well, yeah, and Parker, and it gets to that point, that community feel. You know, where you walk down the mall, and to your right or to your left, inevitably you're going to meet people. Hey, how's it going? Hey, whether they're students or staff, I like being at that place where now I can say hello to students because I know them personally because we've worked on things together.
Exactly.
So that's special. I would never have imagined where I wouldn't be collaborating only with colleagues when it comes to putting on events or activities. I can actually do that with students and see success with it. It's amazing.
And that was one of the things I learned about community college. That's what brought me back. But, you know, and we'll continue to, probably all of us will continue to come back and support this community. So I thank you guys, man. You know, thanks for coming out. And once again, you know, yeah, thank you guys for coming out. I just really appreciate it.
Happy to be on here. You know?
Thank you so much.
I know I sound excited and everything, but once again, folks, if you were checking in, listening, that was Parker Selby and Rafi Kawajian. Rafi Kawajian.
Only because it aligns more with the actual Armenian word. Otherwise,
yes,
Kawajian's
that's
okay.
Why.
It's okay. It's all right.
That is so why. Exactly. That's where it's, I couldn't figure out where to line it. Thank you.
Yeah,
that
sure,
helped.
Sure.
Yeah. So once again, like I said before, that was Parker Selby and Rafi Kawajian of the Student Business Entrepreneurs and Investors Group here at Pierce College. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
You know, this is Mario Lawson reminding you all that Pierce College Student Health Center is always giving out free condoms. Yes, I said free condoms. If you're going to get a little closer with someone you care about, make sure you're safe. And remember, if you're having a good time and you think you might be drunk, then you're drunk. Don't get caught out there. Call a Lyft, Uber, taxi, or a friend. The life you save may be your own. With that being said, I'm a little behind here on my antics. There we go. All right, folks, stay tuned for another season. I don't know. Yeah, stay tuned for more of this season of In the Hot Box, the Producer's Cut. Who knows? With Doc Rio on KPCRadio.com. I'm out of here. Peace.
Let it be in the
listening to KPCRadio.com.